I tell you what, I'm in the ho-ho holiday spirit. Peanut.
The horse or the kid?
Peanut, my kid, okay. My daughter, showed up with three grandchildren. So we've been doing the ho-ho Santa Claus thing virtually every night with grandchildren. Tree trimming, tree decorating, eggnog drinking, just having an absolute blast. I hope you're having just as much fun yourself at wherever you are. Now, one of the things you can get excited about, folks, is that the median price of an Arizona home has now hit an all-time record, even higher than it was back in 2006 and 2007. And the bittersweet part of that is one of the things that's driving it is the 100,000 new Arizona residents that are moving here. The demand is driving the price. Now, here's a real, before I go to our topic of the week, which I want to talk about, here's the real most astounding news I read all week long, that Arizona was the number two most affordable state in the United States to live. So our price is hitting record levels, our median home price hitting record levels. We have the fastest growing county in the country. We have 100,000 new Arizona residents this year alone, and we're the number two most affordable state to live in. Now, let me just read you the top 10. There's a couple surprises here.
And this is the top 10 most affordable states?
Mississippi.
Okay.
Okay. Texas. Okay.
Lots of land, lots of inventory.
Oklahoma, New Mexico, the state of Washington, Alabama, North Carolina, Georgia, virtually all with the exception of New Mexico and Washington, Southeast America, right? So Arizona comes in at number two. Now, the real surprise of this study is what came in as the most affordable state to live in. And I'm going to tell you, because you'll never guess it.
It's probably the one that's the coldest, wettest, snowiest, dreariest, most politically corrupt.
Well, it is the most politically corrupt. It's D.C. And you know what? I've got good friends that live in Great Falls, Virginia. Good friends that live in Cabin John, Maryland. Good friends that live in Silver Spring, Annapolis. None of them brag about how affordable their community is to live in. I think that really raises a great amount of suspicion into this study.
I was going to say,
how
I remember
D.C.
something
could be rated more affordable than Arizona, I'll never get.
I remember something in the last half a decade, 5, 6, 7 years, that said D.C. for the first time ever became the most expensive. So if it went from the most expensive to the most affordable, I don't know. Yeah, interesting.
Well, anyway. Congratulations to Arizona for being the fastest growing, medium price including record highs. And congratulations to Gilbert and Chandler, which made the top 15 most livable cities in all of America. So Arizona sure has a lot going for it. So we're going to continue our attempt to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. I hope we can keep up at 100,000 new a year.
Well, and something that's happening in real time is, and we talk about a referral network. Well, it's not just homeowners that trust it. Our own contractors, Brad from Integrity Air Conditioning, just sent me a text and said, "Hey, I just heard the commercial about that pipelining and drains. I need it. Who was it?" So I sent him a link to New Flow. They've worked in both Phoenix and Tucson. And if you've got a drain that is leaking, a plumbing drain line, they can drag an epoxy liner through it. Pretty cool system. I saw it, and even seeing it is more impressive than just hearing about it. Extend the drain line. It's a lot nicer than digging up your whole drain lines. It doesn't work all the time. If we catch it soon enough, you can extend the life of your drain line with this system. So One more service you can find at rosieonthehouse.com.
Some of these homes that were built in South Central Scottsdale, the historic district of Phoenix, the historic districts of Tucson, some of these homes are approaching 80, 90, 100 years old. And those soil lines are approaching the end of their economic life. And Newflow offers an excellent alternative. The first place I ever found out about him actually was a homeowner in the foothills of Tucson. And the home was 50 years old. And all the waste lines were deteriorated to the point that he was having to roto-root once every couple weeks. So he had an estimate, and the house sitting on the side of the foothills was completely tiled, gorgeous floor tile. And his wife said, "I don't know how you're going to fix this problem, but you're not removing this tile, and you're not saw cutting my floor." So that gave the husband of the house the challenge to find what technology it was going to take to fix those lines. He found Newflow, called me, said that I had heard of them. I hadn't. This was 10 years ago. And we started doing research on them and found them to be a very credible, viable option to re-lining your soil waste lines without having to saw cut and tear up your whole house. Okay, let me get, I've been saying we're going to do it. Let's get to the top of the week. And it's all about.
Can I? Hang on.
You're going to interrupt me?
No, a texter is. I've lived in D.C. twice during different times of my life. The statistic must be a comparison of the extreme expensive and the extremely impoverished. In no way, shape, or form are desired areas of D.C. affordable.
They aren't.
I was thinking about that way in the back of my mind.
Thanks, Alex.
All of my good friends in the D.C. area just happen to be remodeling contractors. And I've seen what they get done for $100,000. And it isn't very much. I mean, just parking is an unbelievable nightmare and headache. Where to put the dumpster? Where to put the J-John?
I've only been there a couple times in my life, and two of them were for tourist reasons, so it's not like we were ever far off the mall and the Smithsonian's. But one time was to look at the Wilder's work. But there was that snowstorm that came through. All the power and all the service was shut down. We were basically in a snow lock the whole time. It didn't get, I don't remember anything but a gray haze for 4 days.
They called it Snowmageddon. I remember that trip. All right. So I'm glad Alex agrees with us. D.C. can't possibly be one of the most affordable places to live in the country.
And Washington, D.C. is 68.34 square miles. That's not very big.
That's no, less it's than, not.
I think Tucson's bigger than that.
Oh, a lot bigger. Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's talk about all the home entertainment you're going to be doing. We're doing it with our grandchildren now that have shown up. I mean, I'm learning things about my Apple TV. I don't know. We've had that thing for how many years, babe? 3 years? 4 years?
The new one on the porch?
No, the new one in the living
room. Oh, the Apple. Yes. Yes, we have.
And my grandkids are showing me things on that thing I never even knew it did. So that's one good reason to bring the grandkids around once in a while, is have them teach you to learn all your electronics.
Yeah, Tucson's 3.5 times bigger than D.C.
Okay, got that settled. You know, one of the things you're going to want to do here with all the family coming in is take a look at that entertainment equipment. We were having a little bit of trouble with ours just the other night. And Jennifer's fail-safe number one tip is always shut her down.
Reboot.
Reboot it. And it's exactly what our system needed. It hadn't been turned off in months. There's always something going on.
There's a little reset button in the front of your cable box. You just open that little door and press it, and reset it. And everything comes back most of the time.
And next time you run into the drugstore or the grocery store, you know, most of us always have spare AA's laying around. But we don't tend to stock up on AAA's, which control a lot of the remotes. So
that's so strange because we always have the reverse.
Do you always have the triple A's?
And can never find the double A's.
Golly. And I would tell you.
I stopped buying things that required batteries.
Well, that's smart for sure.
I tried to give Romy back something the other day. I said, is this one of your kids? He said, does it take batteries? And I said, yeah. I said, then it's not one of my kids. But I found out it was.
Well, I have the philosophy on batteries like I do on PVC glue and wood glue. You know, you can buy these big packs of double A's at about half the price per battery that you can buy a four pack. But I never buy those big packs. The PVC glue in the big containers goes bad before you can use it all. The wood glue in the large containers always goes bad before you can use it all. So I have to buy more often, but when I'm buying, is always fresh. So take a look at your battery supply, your double A's, your triple A's. I even had a remote control for the first time. It's a Barco meter to get the dog to quit barking, our new puppy. And it's got, what's the little square one?
9 volt?
A 9 volt battery. So now I got to start stocking one of those.
And I bet your battery theory, like glue, the fresher the better. You get one of those old ones that the top layer of the glue, you may be able to pull the knife out or whatever you've used to plug the top and get that top layer off, and it's wet underneath, and you can still work with it, but it never works the same.
Not quite. So here are a couple things you ought to consider. In your home entertainment system, if you pull the receiver and the cable box and the Bluetooth, Blu-ray player out, and you can't find the cord to the right appliance quickly, you might think about taking a couple minutes and getting some zip ties and getting all that cleaned up. But I will tell you this, most people's tendency when they do that is to unplug it, wrap it over and over and over and over into a tight coil, and then plug it back in. Well, you've just generated a heater, because now you've created a transformer. As the electricity goes around and around in circles that tight to each other, you're generating heat. So find a way to lace them in long spaghetti loops without tight circles. Get them zip tied together. And if you really want a shocker, open the stereo cabinet, move everything to one side, and start your leaf blower. And point it down to the bottom section. You aren't going to believe the assorted sizes of lint ball bombs that come floating out of that thing. This would be an excellent opportunity while you're in there sorting cables and hitting your reset buttons to go ahead and do a good vacuum job.
And just make sure that if you use that leaf blower, you do have someone on the other end with a vacuum, and you could take a big thing of like poster board. You know, take a big thing of poster board, wrap it around the end of your vacuum, like you see they put around dogs' necks after they've had surgery to keep them from biting the staples. Put a big thing like that and just turn it on so it's got this big catchment, and so you're sucking in all the dirt before it gets blown all over your home. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning.